Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Hello, UV fans. Your Storm come into this game with a record of one win and one loss.
Hello, Bainbridge Guilford fans. Your Bobcats come in with a 2-0 record.
I'm Billy Blake, and today we are at Unadilla Valley High School getting ready for this contest between the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats.
Yes, today is the second game of a weekend doubleheader. We watched the Norwich Purple Tornado defeat the Sydney Warriors last evening in the opening game, and this one should be quite the contest here at UV today.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
So there, Mr. Billy, we have ourselves a Saturday afternoon, and we're trying to get things going. Lots of activity here at Unadilla Valley today. So you may say, well, where's the center of attention? A couple of hours ago, the center of attention was all on soccer as there was a girls' soccer tournament going on. And coming up now, it's going to be football. We see a six-minute mark up on the clock, and we are going to be having the football game starting just momentarily. We'll have it all for you coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at Unadilla Valley as the Storm get ready to take on the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon here. There was a light breeze earlier on, but the winds have gone down a little bit. Partly cloudy skies. It's a great afternoon for the football contest, and we will take a closer look at the starting lineup, starting off with the home team, the Unadilla Valley Storm. The center is senior number 51, Thomas Myers. He is 5'9", 195. The guards, sophomore Alex Avolio. He's 6'2", 215. The other guard is a senior, Seth Beadle. He's 6'1", 165. The tackles, one's a sophomore, one's a junior. The sophomore is Richie Conklin. He's 6'2", 275. And junior tackle Eric Forres is 5'11", 270. And the ends are the sophomore, Dakota Kolvik. He's 6'1", 170. And another sophomore, Hank DeGlee, who is 6'6", 225. The quarterback for the Storm is the senior, Kurt Haycock, 5'11", 160. And in the backfield will be two seniors and a junior. The two seniors are Justin Hofer and Cody Holman. Holman, 5'11", 180. Hofer is 6'1", 150. And Dylan Reifenberg, the junior, 5'7", 150.
You know, there are times when we have situations where we come in and we know we're going to make a mistake. The more you think about it, the more you think that mistake is going to happen. And I have been fearing all week long that I will not say Kurt Haycock's name right. And you just did it right there. You said Haycock, and I knew that was what I was going to be saying all day. So in any event, folks, those things do happen. If we look at the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, no major changes at all in their lineup. Corbin Palmer is once again going to be in at quarterback. And then if we look in the rest of the backfield, it is going to be Justin Sirigliano, along with Jake Mazzarella, Lucas Butcher. It's a matter of two seniors and a junior in that backfield. Along the line, the center is going to be Timmy Waltz. The guards will be Tyler Johnson and Shane Curtin. The tackles, Chris Pirelli, number 52, and Kevin Forrest, number 72. And the receivers are going to be Cole Webb and Austin Bowerly. The teams now are approaching the field and getting ready to go, and we're going to have football for you just momentarily. Did you make any island by the looks of them teeing up the football? I dare say that the UV Storm are going to be kicking it away. The Storm wearing their dark jerseys. They are, for all intents and purposes, black jerseys on purple trousers, white numerals. And then it is going to be the BG Bobcats decked out in white road uniforms. So here to carry you through quarter number one, we're going to put Mr. Billy Blake to work right away.
Thank you very much, Harry. And the kick is off, and we are underway. It looks like Justin Sirigliano is going to return it, and he's got a pretty good return. He's near the left side. He's across midfield. He's in Unadilla Valley territory, and he is dragged down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. A great return and a good start for the Bobcats.
Yeah, it's good. Going to get down to about the 30-yard line. The man who managed to catch up to him and bring him down from behind was one of the interior linemen. I didn't exactly see who it was for the BG Bobcats, but there were, for the UV Storm, but there were three members of the Storm who were in hot pursuit of the ball carrier.
Corbin Palmer, the lefty, under center to start. Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield, two receivers. Palmer dropping back. He finds the tight end, Austin Bowerly, and Bowerly picks up 9 or 10 yards, close to a first down inside the 20.
Great pass out there to Bowerly. Bowerly off on the flat, and let's see, it's going to be, yes, just enough for the first down. Gain of about 11.
Entering today, the Bobcats 2-0. They have outscored their opponents by a score of 70-26, while the Storm are 1-1. First down and 10 for the Bobcats at the 19-yard line. Now we see the Bobcats go to the ground game, and it's Jake Mazzarella right up the middle, picking up a nice gain. He's down inside the 10.
Yeah, Mazzarella that time had to get inside the 10 for the first down. It looks to me they're dropping the flags there, so it looks to me, or the chains on the far sideline. So he made the first down, still waiting for them to spot where it is. He's inside the 5. Now they're putting it down at about the 3-yard line. Great gain that time.
Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. One receiver to the left. They stay on the ground, and it's Mazzarella again. And just 3 plays for the Bobcats. They have already put 6 points on the board just 57 seconds into this game.
So 11:03 remaining on the clock, first period of play. And it becomes a 6-0 ball game on a run by Mazzarella.
Corbin Palmer will attempt the extra point. Lucas Butcher, the holder. Snap, hold, kick is up. And the kick is good. So Corbin Palmer puts it through the uprights. And with 11:03 to go in the first quarter, it's the Bobcats strike first. They lead it 7-0.
And we will be back very momentarily on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you here, and it looks like we might have a kickoff return. It was a low line drive kick by the Bobcats, but that one was returned for a touchdown. That was number 22, Justin Hofer. 6'1", 50. It was a low kick towards the sidelines. It looked like it might have even gone out of bounds, but Hofer decided to pick it up. He ran all the way across the field to the far sidelines. He dodged a few tackles, and he is in the end zone. And not even 2 minutes into this game, Harry, we've already seen a couple of touchdowns.
This has been one of those things you would never have thought about if you had been writing a script. So anyway, Hofer on a run back manages to make this ball game now 7-6 all over again.
And Kurt Haycook will attempt the extra point. And Hofer, who just ran for that kickoff return, will be the holder. Snap, hold, kick is up. And it is off the upright, no good. So it is a 7-6 lead for the BG Bobcats with 10:43 to go in the first quarter from Unadilla Valley. This is Saturday afternoon football on WCDO.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We're specialists in you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at UV High School on a Saturday afternoon, and we have less than 2 minutes gone in this game, and it's already a touchdown for each side.
And the Bobcats get their drive started. They go to Justin Cerigliano, and the back picks up a pretty good chunk of yards there, 5 or 6 yards for the senior.
So Cerigliano getting the ball back to midfield. It is now just inches into UV territory.
Early going again at 7-6 Bobcats. Corbin Palmer leading his offensive unit back on the field for their second drive of the game. This time it's a keeper as Palmer rolls to the near sidelines, and he's going to have a first down and much more as he is tackled at the 27-yard line.
Now, Palmer manages to get down inside the 30. They're going to put it down at about the 27.5. Good gain on that play, a little over 21 yards.
So early on, the Bobcats establishing that running game in the Storm have yet to have a response. Sergiliano and Mazzarella in the backfield. Webb, a receiver to the left, and they go back to Mazzarella, and he goes right up the middle. Nearly a first down.
Yeah, Mazzarella probably does have the first down. He's very close. He's knocking at the door. One of the big things that you have to consider here is both of these teams come in with rather okay records, but the Bobcats have had two opportunities under really good competition to get themselves going. The win that UV got was via default. There were not enough players and to field a team for that, I believe it was the Deposit Hancock contest that they were supposed to open their season with. Then they went up against Oxford last week, ended up with a very interesting scorecard. If you happen to look at the scoring by quarters, now the signal is made that it's going to be a first down. If you looked at that scoring, it was 7-7-7. Zero for the UV Storm. For the Oxford Blackhawks, it was zero in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter, so it was tied up at the half, 14 in the third quarter, 14 in the fourth quarter. Literally, the team just got worn down.
Palmer ready to go. Palmer keeps it himself. He rolls to his right, and the lefty throwing towards the corner of the end zone, and that one is caught for a Bobcats touchdown.
Yeah, it was number 34 who ended up making the reception there. That is Mike Carlin. Gain on that play, or the whole distance, was from about the 18. So it looks like about an 18-yard touchdown pass.
And Corbin Palmer, being a left-handed quarterback, showing the ability to roll out towards his right and make the throw across his body and hit the receiver, Mike Carlin, in stride in the corner of the end zone. 9:32 on the clock, 13-6. Extra point attempt. The snap is high, and Butcher just tries to run for the corner of the end zone, and he is tackled before he could get there. So the snap was a bit high, and he decided to not plant the ball down on the ground for Palmer to kick. He just took off for the end zone and doesn't get there. So the score remains 13-6, Bobcats, with 9:32 on the clock in the first quarter on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at UV on a sunny but now slightly overcast. How can it be both? Well, we've got lots of sun on the field, lots of clouds in the sky, and the UV Storm have given up two touchdowns to the BG Bobcats.
And UV will start to strive from their own 36-yard line. And they will try a run on the first play of their drive. And that's Dylan Reifenberg, I believe, who was caught in the backfield for not much of a gain.
Now, actually, he'll lose a yard or two on that as he is going to be dropped down inside the 35 at about the 34.
Kurt Haycook, the senior quarterback in shotgun. Justin Hofer in motion. And now we have an option as Haycook flips over to Hofer.
We see a flag on the play, too. Flag in the backfield back at about the 25, and they're going to call it against the UV Storm. So as a result, it will be a loss not only on the run of the play, but that won't even count because they're just going to walk it off and the ball will end up in negative territory. No, now Timmy Mattingly over in the far sidelines waves to his players, refuse that penalty, and that they do.
Third down and 12 or 13 for the Storm from their own 33-yard line. Haycook in shotgun again. He's got four receivers. Haycook, the lefty, throwing to his left, and that throw was dropped, and then it falls incomplete. The Bobcats thought they had an interception as someone in the secondary dove for it, but the ball hit the ground first.
Oh, that was a bullet. That was fired out at Dakota Kolvik. And Kolvik turned around, and that one hit him right in the shoulder pads, and he just couldn't hang on to it. But that was a fine, fine pass from Haycook.
Fourth down and 12. The Bobcats have two guys back to return the punt. Haycook also doing the punting. It is Butcher who returns it from his own 25-yard line. There's a flag thrown, and now he's taken down right at midfield at the 50, but we will see if this flag affects the field position. Most likely a penalty on the Bobcats.
Yeah, that ball was kicked away, and as a result, we were looking downfield to watch the run back, and the flag was thrown at the other end of the field. So as a result, we see the Bobcats moving way back. They know it's against them. And as a result, this play will start from back inside the 30-yard line. It's going to be a holding violation against the Bobcats, and we'll move the ball all the way back to the 20, we'll call it 7.
8:24 on the clock, first quarter, 13-6 lead for the Bobcats as they start another drive. It's Corbin Palmer, the quarterback. He's got Sirigliano and Mazzarella in the backfield, two receivers as well, and they go right up the middle with Mazzarella, and he gets 5.
Yeah, Mazzarella that time just put his head down and got going. He now has 5 yards. He's up over 20.
Head coach Tim Mattingly making some offensive changes, getting a couple of fresh legs out on the field. Bobcats attacking from right to left in this first quarter. Palmer moves to the line of scrimmage. Now he gives it to Sirigliano. And not much there, a yard or two for Sirigliano.
Yeah, they're going to move the marker down across the 35, just inches across it. So gain on that of a couple.
Third down and 3. From their own 34-yard line.
Next week, week 4, we'll be seeing the BG Bobcats again Friday night at home against Unitego. The Sydney Warriors play at Walton on Saturday.
Third down, the Bobcats keep it on the ground with Jake Mazzarella, and he gets to his own 45-yard line. That is plenty down.
Yeah, a gain of about 10 for Mazzarella. So if we look at Maz picking up another 10, he's up over 30 yards gain now.
A fresh ground attack for the Bobcats has led to their two wins so far this season between Jake Mazzarella and Justin Sirigliano. Those two seniors are tough to stop. Now there's a pitch to the right to Mazzarella. Mazzarella breaks to the line of scrimmage. He's all the way to the UV 36-yard line.
Yeah, that was a very explosive run for Mazzarella. He easily had 15. Then he bounced off the ground, and all depends on where they ended up putting the ball. They'll put it down at about the 37-yard line, so a really fine run that time. He'll gain about 18.
Efficient running early going by Jake Mazzarella. 5'9", 190.
That's 5'9", 190 of pure packed muscle.
Corbin Palmer drops back to pass this time. That throw intended for the tight end Austin Bowerly, and that one is incomplete.
Yeah, they're going to say that he just simply trapped that ball. It came up off the turf. He grabbed it, held on to it, but officials were right there, so they said, sorry, son, hit the dirt first. This is one of the natural fields that we have, but this field drains. And if you look at it, they've had a little bit of rain here that we all experienced last night. You probably had rain all your way home from Norwich, but this field is in excellent shape today.
Second down and 10 for the Bobcats. Another run. It is Mazzarella.
Now, he won't get long yardage this time. He'll get down inside the 35, but he's going to be tripped up down hard at the 33. Give him a gain maybe of 5, but that puts him over 50 yards for the day.
Just over 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. The Bobcats have a 13-6 lead over the Storm.
Interesting to see things slow down finally after that hectic first minute. Look out, here comes Palmer.
Palmer with two fakes. He's rolling to his left, throws over the middle of the field, and that one is incomplete, intended for Lucas Butcher.
Oh, I'm telling you, Butcher went high in the air that time. There was a man right behind him. So he managed to sort of go high, but not enough to gather that ball and bring it on in. I was trying to see for the Storm who was there. I don't want to make a guess.
So the Bobcats kind of in no man's land near the 33-yard line, and they will go for it on fourth down and about six. Three in the backfield, two receivers for Palmer. Palmer drops back, looks to his right. That throw is complete to Bowerly, and they get the first down.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that. That was one of those where Bowerly was right there. He picked up probably 6 yards on that, and he didn't need anywhere near that in order to pick up the first down.
Bobcats threatening again as they are at the 22-yard line.
So they'll move the chains into position now at about the 23. 23 needing to get to the 13.
There's the snap. They fake it to Mazzarella and give it to Sirigliano, and he picks up a few yards.
Sirigliano, testing the right side of that line, gets down across the 20. So he picks up about 4. You don't like those little flying insects? I had a job painting 1 year, and I'm up painting away, and the person I'm painting with is swinging his paintbrush at the wasps. He said, how can you be so cool? And I said, we have an agreement. I paint, he flies around, no stings attached.
And there's another ground attack with the Bobcats. That is Mazzarella coming up from the bottom of the pile. He picks up a couple of yards, and it will be 3rd and 3 for BG inside the Storm 20-yard line.
So Mazzarella now continues to churn away. He has carried that ball the bulk of the times for the BG Bobcats, picking up something over 57 yards so far.
One receiver to the left. It's Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. They go to Sirigliano. Sirigliano breaks a tackle, and he is across the 5 and in the end zone for another BG Bobcat touchdown.
So that one started back at about the 15, so Sirigliano now runs a TD run in. That's his longest single carry of the day as he manages to go on in and get the touchdown. That moves the score up to 19-6.
4:07 to go in the first quarter as Corbin Palmer attempts the extra point. Snap is good. The kick is up and through. And with 4:07 to go in the first quarter, it is the BG Bobcats 20 and the UV Storm 6. This is Saturday Afternoon Football on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you as the UV Storm played host to the BG Bobcats, and the Bobcats with a 20-6 lead try an onside kick, but the UV Storm were ready for it, and a player on the front line just fell right on the ball, and the Storm will start this drive from their own 49-yard line.
One of the things that you will find if you're here in the Valley, there's a great football tradition here in Unadilla Valley between Unadilla Valley as a single entity and then the two schools that combined, New Berlin and South New Berlin. They all had some very good years, lots of football tradition. We'll talk more about that later on.
First play from scrimmage was Kurt Haycook in shotgun, and the ball was batted down by Austin Barley at the line of scrimmage. Now it's 2nd and 10. Here's the option with Haycook, and that one is flipped back to Hofer, but that one falls on the ground. That's a loose ball.
Yeah, Justin finally falls on it, but after taking a rather large loss. That was a 2nd and 10 from the 49. It will be put into play at about the 38.5-yard line, so loss on that play of about 10.
3rd and 20 for the UV Storm. 20-6, BG Bobcat lead as we approach the 3-minute mark in the quarter. Haycook in shotgun again. He's got three receivers, two to the left. Lots of protection for Haycook, and that throw is incomplete, intended for Hofer near midfield.
I talked a bit ago about the teams before the merger, and they played in a league called the Tri-Valley League at that time, and as a result, they were small schools, and they played 9-man football on a shorter field. And high-scoring games were the norm. It was nothing to find a 60-48 ball game.
Fourth down and long. The Storm are going to punt this one away. It's Haycook. And that one will be fair caught by the Bobcats at their own 26-yard line.
Yeah, nobody wanted to put his neck on the line that time. Lucas Butcher just waved his arms, said, okay, guys, enough here. Let's not run this back. We have 2:59 showing opening period of this ball game. 26 is the score as the BG Bobcats scored first and then have added to it since then. And we have now the Bobcats 20, the UV Storm 6.
Corbin Palmer and company back out on the field. Sergiliano and Mazzarella in the backfield. Palmer rolling out to his right, and that throw will be caught by Cole Webb, the junior, with a nice grab. And that will be a first down for the Bobcats.
Yeah, Webb did an excellent job on that. He managed to get that one across midfield with absolutely no problem whatsoever. They're moving the chains now. And you give Corbin Palmer another nice pass.
Ball spotted at the Bobcats' 49-yard line.
No gain of 24 on that.
We've seen the Bobcats attempt a few more passes now that they've established the run with their seniors Sergiliano and Mazzarella. Here's Mazzarella. He gets a pitch towards the left. Mazzarella breaks one tackle, and now he's tripped up at the 43-yard line, close to a first down.
That you have to notice here when you look at the physical surroundings. Beautiful football field, beautiful track, beautiful day. And when you look at the number of reserves on both of these benches, not as many as we saw in the along the sidelines last night. When you get to the smaller schools, you have fewer athletes to choose from.
Second down and three for the Bobcats. The Bobcats go back to Mozzarella, and the senior back is down at the 31-yard line. Another first down.
Yeah, it was Brett Hanselmeyer that time. 6'4", 170-pounder. He managed to bring him down, but not until after he picks up another first down. A gain of about 17 on that one.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Corbin Palmer makes his way back to the huddle after going over to his coach Tim Mattingly for the play call. Webb and Krull on the receivers, Sirigliano and Mozzarella in the backfield. Mozzarella gets the call, breaks one tackle, and now it takes two Storm defenders to take him down at the 14-yard line.
Yeah, Justin Hofer finally was the man who came in to bring him down, but not until two of his teammates had been able to get a hand on him and slow his progress. That one started back at the 31. Now it is going to move it down to inside the 15 to about the 14. That is 90 yards now for Mazzarella. He's having just another good day. Still in the first period of play here. Minute and a half remaining.
Now Sirigliano with the carry. And not much for him.
No. The Storm defense that time read that one perfectly. And as a result, they weren't going to let anybody get through. And they just stacked him up. He'll lose about the, maybe we'll call it a yard on that play.
Second and 11 at the 15 for the Bobcats. Now there's under a minute to go in the quarter. Palmer gets the snap. He goes to Mozzarella. Mozzarella right up the middle. He's inside the 5. Taken down at about the 3 or 4 yard line.
Yeah, and we see the same names in there. Brett Hanselmeyer, again, big number 88, the man who managed to bring him down. You'll notice they have not moved the chains, so a gain on that one of about 9.
Third and short for the Bobcats inside the 5 yard line.
Maybe the last play of the quarter coming up, 17 seconds.
Palmer under center with Mozzarella and Sirigliano. Palmer rolling out to his right, and Palmer was looking for some receivers, but Palmer just takes it in himself. The quarterback runs it in from 3 yards out, and with 6 seconds on the clock in the first quarter, the Bobcats lead it 26-6.
No surprises. Corbin Palmer, very heady player. If he doesn't see a man open, and he rolled out that time and looked and was out there for a long time, finally just simply said there's nobody available, so he tucks it under his wing and goes himself.
And Palmer not only runs it in for 6, he also kicks the extra point, and it is a 27-6 Bobcats lead over the UV Storm on Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at UV. You know, we had said earlier that this was a league game, and all season long the papers have been writing up that BG wants to be tough again this year. They're 2-0 right now, looking very good in this game.
And there's a low line drive kick, and the Storm will start this drive from their own 40.
Yeah.
That was Dylan Reifenberg on the return, and he didn't get much on that one as he was taken down by a couple of BG special teams players at his own 40-yard line.
And they just simply let the clock run down, and we will have that momentary break now while the teams switch ends of the field and get ready to go. You're listening to Sports Saturday Afternoon Style on WCDO.
Family favorites are in store this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with Great American Beef, Boneless Top Round, London Broil for just $2.99 a pound. How about Fresh Grade A, Mountain Air Whole Frying Chickens for 99 cents a pound? We also have 5-pound bags of U.S. No. 1 All-Purpose White Potatoes. Buy one, get one free. We have assorted Best Yet gallons of milk, 2 for $5. In our frozen department, we have assorted 13 to 34-ounce DiGiorno 12-inch pizzas, 2 for $10. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with cans of Campbell's Tomato or Chicken Noodle Soup, just 69 cents each. We also have assorted Quaker Cap'n Crunch cereals, 2 for $5, and 2-liter bottles of assorted Pepsi products, 3 for $3.33. Have you checked out our meat department with our newer Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products, such as fully cooked meatballs, breaded chicken nuggets, seasoned potato wedges, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach gobbler, and so many more, all for the fantastic price of $4.99 each. Or pick 5 of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all 5. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you here at Unadilla Valley. It is a 27-6 lead for the BG Bobcats over the Storm. And before we get to the second quarter, let's take a quick look at our Week 4 broadcast. Week 4 starts Friday night, September 21st. We will have the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats yet again as they host Unitigo. And then on Saturday, September 22nd, we will have Sydney at Walton. And for the second quarter play-by-play, let's go to Harry Graves.
So we have period number 2 coming up. Looking at some of the scores around the area last night, the Green Trojans ended up blanking Dryden by a score of 34-0. The game that you heard on WCDO, Norwich over Sydney, 20-14. Interesting contest that will have an impact on the games coming up that we'll be broadcasting. Walton fell to Unitigo, 49-32. Right here, the ball is going to be kept on the ground as the handoff will be in there to number 10, Dylan Rivenberg. The junior gets across the 45 and in very near first down territory at the 49, third and about one.
Yeah, and so far it's been tough offensively for the Storm to get anything going. Their only touchdown came on special teams. So let's see what Kirk Haycook, the senior, can do to try to get some momentum back for his team in the second quarter.
Haycook, with Hofer, Holman, and Rivenberg in the backfield, will go for the first down, and it is going to be a cross and a gain of about 2 as they finally move the ball across midfield and get ready to go. So they'll move the chains over across the way and get ready to go on. Delhi over Deposit Hancock, 38-0 last night. That was the other local score. Now it's going to be Haycook again, sending a man in motion. Hofer to the near side, but the pitch will go to Rivenberg. Rivenberg is going to take a ride, but in the opposite direction. No gain on the play. Finally, when Dylan manages to come up off the pile, he's pushed all the way back to the 45. Loss on that play of about 5.
Yeah, he was hit immediately by a few guys. I think Tyler Johnson, number 77 for the Bobcats, was the first one to get a hand on him. And then Austin Bowerly and a few others joined in and took him to the ground in the backfield.
So it will be second, and we'll say a long 15. Some people would probably say 16. Haycook, long count. He wants to pass. Little floater going over to Dylan Rivenberg. Rivenberg gains back a bunch of yards as he's back across midfield, across the 45. Well, they're going to say his knee touched down at about the 46, so he gets about half of what he needed for that first down. Third, and we'll call it 7.
And that looked like a screen pass because the offensive line for the Storm just let the defense through. Haycook had 4, 5, 6 guys coming right at him, and had a wide-open receiver over the middle for a good gain.
Thomas Myers, the center, snaps the ball back to Haycook. Haycook gets the pass away, complete to Justin Hofer. Hofer dances around one man, finally breaks through for a gain of about another 10 or so. It's good for the first down, gain of about 15 total, as the ball will be spotted right on the chalk mark at the 30. And this is one of those games, when we say chalk mark, it's really a chalk mark out there, Billy. So once again, Thomas Myers, 5'9", 195-pound senior. He's the center for this team. He approaches the ball. Kurt Haycook right behind him. And a bit of a collision in the backfield, but now it's going to be running room for Justin Hofer, and we are very close to another first down. He may very well have picked up 10.
Yeah, Hofer was just dancing around in the middle of the field, and not a Bobcat defender could really get a hand on him. And what the Bobcats have been able to do so far this season is establish the run with a couple of backs, Sirigliano and Mazzarella. That's what the Storm have to do with Hofer, Cody Holman, and Dylan Reifenberg.
Ball at the 19-yard line. They move the chains, and now here we go. It'll be kept on the ground, short gain, getting down to about the 15. That was one of those where you can see players who are out of the huddle, but the last man who comes up off the bottom of that pile is going to be Dylan Reifenberg. Give him credit for about a 4-yard gain. Those of you who looked down the scores last night noticed an unusual score, a 1-0 ball game. We'll talk more about that when we get a moment, because there's a backstory behind that one. Now it is going to be Haycook again, and he has a man open, and he is going to go in there to Cody Holman, and the 180-pound senior tries the left side, gets another first down. He will end up inside the 5 at about the 3-yard line, first and goal to go for the Storm.
And they hadn't gone to Holman in the last couple of plays because Justin Hofer has been the focal point, but Holman was able to catch his breath, and he was able to rattle off a good run there, and now the Storm in striking position.
So Cody Holman finally touching the football, running forth. He will now watch Hofer go in motion, and the ball will be kept on the ground, and I do not know if that was Holman again or if that was a quarterback keeper. I do believe that it'll be Haycook who will come up off the bottom of the pile. He's very close to the touchdown, down at about the 1-foot line. And close but no cigar for the Storm. Maybe this play, they say. Thomas Myers coming out there again. Haycook now up behind him, and will go in there to Holman, and there will be a slight loss on that play, as Holman not able to get any running room at all. And let's see, they'll move that marker back, maybe another length of the football or two. Third down, goal to go from, we'll call it the 1. 6:35 on the clock, period number 2, after a very long first quarter. And with that, oh, little pop pass, making it look easy. It is Kurt Haycook going to Cody Holman. I'm saying that was Holman, and as soon as I do that, I'm not certain that he was the one that received that. Anyway, neither here nor there. Is that who you're going to go with? Okay. So it is a touchdown for the UV Storm. That makes the scoreboard look a whole lot better at 27-12. Ball will be held by Holman. It's going to be kicked by Haycook. Snap is there. It's down, and it's way off to the right. So the kick is no good. But we have ourselves another score on this scoreboard. And on your station for sports, it is now a 27-12 Bainbridge Guilford lead. You're listening to WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, quarter pounders, chicken sandwiches, salads, fish fillets, ice cream, cookies, value meals, and more, including the dollar menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, Billy, if you look at the last outing that we saw with the VG Bobcats, we were down at Alumni Stadium. If you were to compare Alumni Stadium to here, other than the turf field and other than the fact that we were up a whole lot higher, what do you notice that's different? Think about it for a second. The UV Storm lined up ready to go. Kurt Haycook holds his hand in the air, approaches the football. It's a short kick. It gets across to about the 41-yard line before it is going to be fallen on by one of the BG Bobcats. Given a thought yet?
Well, the one thing I can think of is not much room for the visiting fans to sit. But
well, there is. And I will say that there's one section of stands over across the way, and it's full. That I will say. But the one thing that I've always noticed about small-town football, the number of people standing along the fence, it is, no matter where you go, one of the things that you will see, because everybody wants to be up close and personal with their football team, and we probably have as many people standing around the fence as we have sitting in the stands. First play from scrimmage, pass incomplete, so that will bring up a second and 10. Nobody managed to get close that time. So it all goes as a long strike. Corbin Palmer, the 165-pound senior, throws from the left side. So it makes you sort of think for a moment, because he does everything in the opposite direction. Sirigliano going to take the ball from Palmer, get a little bit of running room to the left side of the line, finally goes out of bounds right in front of the BG bench, give him a gain of about 5. And Sirigliano in this thing is now up close to 20 yards, positive yardage. Ball marked down right on the chalk mark at the 45. Still back in Bobcat territory. The ball will be kept on the ground. No great running room at all. It's going to be number 21, Jake Mazzarella, will not get back to the line of scrimmage. He had to get to the 35. Well, now they will put the ball down right on the 35. So fourth down coming up and still a long 5.
Good defensive stand by the Storm as they're able to stop two runs, the first by Sirigliano, the other one by Mazzarella. The Storm fighting back here midway through the second quarter.
And it's Austin Bowerly going to kick it away. The ball gathered in at the 20-yard line, but there will be a run back, as it is going to be number 22. That is Justin Hofer, who will get back about 9 or 10 yards, as he as well, now it will go up to about 14 or 15 yards, as he's across the 30, and they will place that ball down at the 34-yard line. The reference that I made to the 1-0 ball game ends up being a season canceled. Not enough players come out. Ball going to be pitched in there to Hofer. He'll get no great running room. Loss on that play maybe of 1 yard. It's always painful when you see a season that is going to end. 7 quarters the Elmira Heights team got to play this season. They had a man injured back last week, and as a result, that game had to be canceled because it was shortened to only 3 quarters, and then they fell below the required number of players. This year, the death march ended on Wednesday night. Only 11 men showed up for practice, and with that, school officials said it's over. They've canceled all the rest of the game, so Watkins Glen ends up with a 1-0 win last night and all of their opponents for the rest of the year will win by 1-0 scores. Here we go. Oh, it's got to be somebody moving, and there will be officials that will come in and talk to people, and it's going to be offsides against the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. So it will be enough for the first down as the ball will be moved to the 45-yard line, and the official says first down for the Storm.
That's huge. You give the Storm an automatic first down, and you give them a few more yards to work with, and clearly the momentum with the Storm is they didn't have much work for them in this first quarter, but they have been able to put together some good offensive drives in this second quarter.
And on the ground, it will be picking up about, five more. Dylan Reifenberg getting down across midfield. We can call it a gain of five and a half. We'll see where they put it. We're inside the four-minute mark at 3:46 and counting on a cloudy day in the Unadilla Valley. Great day for football. Temperature, upper 60s. So you see a few jackets here. See a lot of shorts, too. Once again, the ball kept on the ground. Justin Hofer is going to find a hole, squirt through it at the last second. I hate having 22 and 23 both in that backfield. We'll correct that. Go to Cody Holman. Holman gets down across the 45 to the 41-yard line, but it's still good for the first down, and the Storm keep it going.
And the Storm are just taking a page right out of the Bobcats playbook, keeping fresh running backs on the field between Hofer, Holman, and Reifenberg. They've been able to establish some good runs in this second quarter.
Tyler Olson coming out of the lineup to rest for a moment. On the field, the ball will be pitched to Cody Holman, and Holman again getting good running room will continue to chew up the yardage on the ground. He's across the 40-yard line down to about the 37 and a half. Brett Hanselmeyer coming out, and number 87 going into the contest. We have three members of the UV Storm who they did not have stats for on our roster. I dare bet it's one of those. Oh, look out. Beautiful pass. Kurt Haycook going to Justin Hofer. Good for another first down. Good for more yardage. And the UV Storm continue this drive. Now it's down inside the 25. 2:22 showing on the clock. The UV Storm trailing the BG Bobcats 27-12 here in the second quarter at UV. Haycook pitches it back, and look out. We will have a BG Bobcat fumble recovery. That was one of those reverses where Haycook, Hofer, and Holman all ended up planning on touching the football. Well, somebody dropped the football, and a BG Bobcat defender was right there to pounce on it. So the Bobcats assume possession at about the 30-yard line.
And the Storm had so much going for them, too, on that drive. And that was the first time we've seen them try a play like that where two or three backs touching in the backfield and it didn't work out for them. That just takes some of that momentum and some of the pressure, puts more pressure on them, I should say.
So the BG Bobcats trying to get things going a little bit too fast that time. They're going to be called for illegal procedure, and as a result, the ball will be moved back to the 25-yard line. So that will bring up a first and 15. Clock running. It's down to 2:10 now. So we're cruising toward halftime, where last night we saw a rather elaborate halftime field band presentation over at Norwich. You will not see that today. This is much more of the typical halftime. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It's Mazzarella who will get back the five, well, we'll call it four of the five, penalty yardage. Still going to be a second and call it about 11.
Bobcats trying to go back to their bread and butter, so to speak, here. Just get the running game going with Mazzarella and Sirigliano.
And Corbin Palmer going to not find an open man. That time he was sort of looking, but you couldn't tell if there was a receiver downfield or not. Once again, Palmer, who does this so very well, just simply put the ball under his arm. He'll pick up about 12 yards. That's going to be enough for the first down. Well, they're going to finally put it down at about the 45, so amend that up to about 14 yards. And it will be first and 10 for the Bobcats there. One of the things that you will notice, there are some people at a football game who are here, it's a social event. There are other people at a football game who are doing the really important things. And if you look over there and you watch the, maybe 9 or 10-year-olds, they're playing soccer on the adjacent field, or they're at midfield playing football, but they are doing the really important things, and they could care less about what the varsity is doing. Momentary pause in the action as both teams are going to huddle for just a moment. We mentioned that Thomas A. Edison had its problem, and we noticed that earlier it was Deposit Hancock that ended up having to forfeit a game because of a number of players that they didn't have the required number. In that case, it was ineligibility of players, so it was a whole different thing. It wasn't a matter that there were lots of players available. They do have enough to field the team. They continue to field the team. But for that game, they didn't have enough players eligible. So here we go again. It is going to be the BG Bobcats. The man still on the offense, that is going to be our old buddy Mazzarella. He will get through for about 11 yards as he moves the ball just inches low of the 45. But with time running out, the Bobcats are going to call a very quick play again. I see a yellow marker way across the way, and I do believe that is probably going to be a foul, probably, against the UV Storm. No great gain on that play. They get down inside the 45 to about the 43, but with the penalty being marched off against the Storm, it will bring up short yardage for the first down. Yeah, they're going to say first down all over again, and they need about three. 59 seconds. Palmer wants to throw. Oh, he has men open, but they are all wearing the wrong color uniform. Leaping high into the air is Justin Hofer, and Hofer brings it down for the Storm. So now with 50 seconds, and if BG was trying to run quick plays to get a score on the scoreboard, imagine what it's going to be like with 51 seconds and UV having to go 90 yards up the field.
Yeah, and going back to that interception by Palmer, Austin Bowerly was the intended receiver. There were three or four Storm defenders all around Bowerly. He was definitely not open, and Palmer tried to force it in there, and as a result, Justin Hofer came away with the interception.
So a man split out to the near side. Dakota Kolvik now is actually going to figure in the play as Haycook dropped back to pass, and with that, Kolvik came over, and the ball was fired to him. He was not able to make the clean reception, so 4 seconds ticked off the clock. We're down to 47. But the ball is still right at the 10-yard line. Second and 10. Kurt Haycook in there at quarterback. Sends Holman in motion. Comes back, gets the ball on the shotgun. He has to scramble. He also is a lefty. He goes to Holman. Holman gets good yardage up to the 35 before he is tripped up and brought down.
Both of these quarterbacks are showing that they can throw on the run to their right. Not easy to do as a left-handed quarterback, but Haycook made it look pretty easy there.
Oh, and with that, both coaches want to talk to their players. So we've got timeout on the field, 38 seconds until halftime. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at the UV football field. The clouds have moved a little bit, and it's basked in sunlight again. 38 seconds showing on the clock. The UV Storm with the football at the 34-yard line. Here we go. The snap comes back in there to Haycook, and we will not be having a great time. Whoa, wait a minute. Way into the air is Cody Holman. Holman gets across midfield to the 40. There was a situation where Kurt Haycook rolled back, and it didn't look like he was going to get the pass away. He finally did, but Holman was surrounded by white jerseys, and it didn't look like he was going to make a reception. Finally, he went way up in the air and pulled it down. Great game. Here we go. Haycook wants to throw again. This time, Hofer is open and very alertly steps out of bounds. That will stop the clock with 16 seconds. It's down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line. They have to move the chains. Now just about everybody's ready to go. Coach Darrell Decker talking to Kurt Haycook. Haycook comes back out onto the field. What an exciting end to the first half. So here we go. In the shotgun, Haycook's going to pass, and he goes off on the right side. Intended receiver is very disgusted with himself. Coming up off the ground, it is going to be Cody Holman. They looked like they had that one all to himself, and then all of a sudden, he wasn't able to catch it. 11 seconds. Well, if you... one thing that I always say, you know, no matter, some of the things we do are pretty ordinary, but make it a good story. Well, if you miss one, just makes a good ending. Here we go. Man split out to the near side this time. That is going to just draw people away. The play will go to the far sideline. The man is still up on his feet, but there has been a flag thrown on the near side. So they managed to let the clock run down to a single second. Now there's a meeting of officials. The ball, they had gotten it down to about the, well, we'll call it 19-yard line. Illegal procedure against the UV Storm. That's what the flag is. So we have 1 second left, and the white cap goes over to talk to the team captain for the BG Bobcats. Austin Bowerly says, yep, we're going to take the penalty. So as a result, they pick up the football and start marching off yards from the original line of scrimmage. That will move the ball back across the 30. And it will be 1 second to get things going for the Storm. In the shotgun, the ball will be pitched out to Holman. Cody Holman, who holds that ball out dangerously. But then a man comes in to stick it to him. And I can tell just by looking at the size of that player, it's Bobby Holden. 340-pound, 6'5", tough player. So we have ourselves the end of the second quarter of this ball game, and we'll go into the 15-minute halftime period with the BG Bobcats scoring first, and then just adding to the tally as they lead 27 to 12 over the UV storm. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.